We are now happy to be joined by Kelly O'Hara. Kelly O'Hara, an Olympic gold medalist, and also just won the Women's World Cup up in Canada. And it's Kelly. It's funny for me as a lifelong soccer fan. I worked the World Cup when it was here in '94. I went to the Men's World Cup in Germany. But for me, 4 years ago, when you were part of that team in Germany and seeing you guys playing in the big stadia, and the women's game has so much more parity now, and players play themselves out of trouble. I never once thought I was watching girls. I just thought I was watching good soccer. I mean, just in your lifetime, think about the world game, how it's progressed. It's crazy.
Well, good. That's how it should be. You should just feel like you're watching soccer, not, male or female soccer. So, it has. It's crazy. I do remember watching the final, the 1999 World Final, and it's just... to think back to then and now where the game is at this point, it's pretty wild.
Well, we as Americans, we've always been good, you know, Scandinavians, Germans, but for the time I've spent in Europe, especially when I was there in the 80s, a lot of girls were so teased and they lost their femininity if they were going to play soccer. And luckily the world has evolved enough that young girls, not just here or in Scandinavia, can play the game without being, you know, defeminized, and they can just be good athletes and play the game.
Absolutely. I think that it's wonderful that around the world, female women soccer players are more accepted and supported by their federations and their country in general.
Kelly O'Hara is here with us. She's getting ready for the ESPYs tonight. And, of course, she's also here on behalf of Built with Chocolate Milk. We'll get to that in a second. I know you're a Tottenham fan. I'm a huge Tottenham fan since the 80s. And the first thing I thought of was, we used to have a guy named Jamie O'Hara, as they called him, but was that kind of fun for you to see a guy with O'Hara on his back playing for Spurs?
Yeah, that is great. There's also, I think there's a Japanese player that O'Hara as well, so sometimes I get confused as Japanese.
How did you come to be a Tottenham fan?
I am a fan of just EPL in general, so I'm not a diehard for any club, but I just enjoy watching the games, you know, every Saturday, getting up, getting coffee, and turning the games on. So it's nice that the U.S. we're broadcasting so many of them, and we're able to watch those.
Kelly O'Hara is with us. She, of course, won the Herman Award, which is the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy at Stanford. And I think about that program, so great, and so many women have come through the national program, and you know, I look at Kristen Press right there alongside you. She was a goal machine. You were a goal machine as well. What was it about Stanford? Was it just being the Harvard of the West Coast that got you to cross the country to go over there?
I think that subconsciously I always knew I wanted to go to California. Growing up in Georgia, I think that I just wanted to experience the West Coast. And when I visited the school, I just remember thinking, well, this decision was made a bit easier. And I always found had it put an importance on academics. So it made the choice pretty easy.
And you think about the recruiting process. I mean, how close were you to being a Tar Heel?
Oh, gosh, I was very close. They came in kind of at the last minute because I guess they found out from somebody that I was still, I hadn't committed anywhere yet. So I went up and visited there. And Anson's a great guy. And, you know, a bunch of my friends went to UNC that year. So it was hard to say no to them. But I think I just always knew that I wanted to go to a school and help build the program and obviously get a good education and enjoy some California sunshine as well.
Yeah, you couldn't make a bad pick either way. Of course, talking about Anson Dorrance, of the national team coach as well, Tony DiCicco, and then Pia Sunhagi, and now it's Jill Ellis. What are some of the differences between the two? Because we always hear these stories that Anson would treat the girls like one of the guys and talk with a lot of blue language, and Pia was Swedish. She was a little more stern. What was it like playing under Jill as compared to some of the other national team coaches?
Yeah, you know, I guess I've only played under Pia and Jill, but they are very different because, just in general, you know, different person, different style. So I just really appreciate what they both brought to the team, and I think that Jill did a great job of implementing a new style for us and getting us to buy into it and believe in it. So I think that was pretty cool because, you know, you go from winning an Olympic gold medal and thinking, well, this all seems to be working, so where can we go from here? So I think it was, it's never easy to say, okay, where are we going to take this program next? And I think she did a good job doing that.
Talk a little bit about the semifinal, if you would, here in Canada, and the Germans, who so strong, and Sasich misses the penalty. We get one, and then you come on as super sub, a great cross, a great finish by you. I mean, the goal of your life, were you just walking on air, and are you still walking on air?
Yeah, that definitely probably was the goal of my life. You know, maybe hopefully there'll be more down the road, but it was incredible. I went into that game knowing we were 1-0 up, and I was ready to put in the defensive work because that's what the coaches wanted and were asking me to do, just to preserve the 1-0 win. But then when we got the ball down at the end of the field, you know, Cheney played a great ball, and Abby got there to the corner and was able to get it back to Kling, and then she threaded it into the box to Carly, and, you know, the whole process leading up to it, I was just thinking, all right, inch closer and closer to this goal because you got to be ready. And when Carly put that ball across, I was just like, get something on it, put this in the back of the net. So I'm really proud of that goal, not only because I got to score it, but because of the buildup that went into it. I thought it was really beautiful.
Yeah, that's why it's a beautiful game, and that's why, you know, listen, as an American, we were all doing a dog pile when you got that goal and you saw the reaction from your bench as well. Everybody was dogpiling.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Speaking with Kelly O'Hara, just a couple more questions for Kelly. And when you think about the professional leagues, and I know that you know, they've tried several times to get a professional league going here, do you think it's ever going to catch on to the point where it's going to, you know, get an ESPN contract, something like that? Because, listen, everybody wants to see you. Young girls have role models now that want to play soccer, and I know that you're playing for Sky Blue FC right now. What's it been like trying to get a professional league going?
It's definitely, it hasn't been easy, but I think it's necessary, and I think it's great, and I think it's something this country wants. You know, you look at the MLS, and I don't know, they've been around for many, many years, and it's just recently that they've begun to have the attendance that they need to support their league and get those contracts and that sort of thing. So I think that, you know, it just takes time, and it takes putting in the work and being patient, and but also doing everything we can, which I think we are, to push the league forward.
You know, I've always noticed with Team USA is that you guys all seem to really pull for each other. Look, you're all athletes, you're all world class, you all want to start, nobody wants to be on the bench, but I didn't see anybody moping. Is that one of the reasons why Team USA is so good, is you guys all kind of buy in that it's all for a greater good and not just an individual thing?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a team sport. No one's winning these games on their own. So whether you're on the bench or you're on the field, you play just as crucial a role. And we all knew that, and we all believed that. And there was 23 players that could have started, and only 11 got to play at a time, but it didn't matter. You know, every single person that was there on that roster put in the work for the months leading up to it and prepared you know, themselves and each other for us to be able to do what we did and win the World Cup.
And anyone who thinks the women's game is a non-contact sport can ask Morgan Bryan when she proudly opened up her head on the field.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we go pretty hard out there.
All right, and finally, built with chocolate milk. That sounds good. Wait, we can drink chocolate milk and be great athletes, Kelly?
You can, believe it or not. It is the one of the best things that you can have right after a workout, because there's that 30-minute window where you need to recover after you've just depleted all your energy stores, and chocolate milk has the right amount of carbs and protein that your body needs, so, and it tastes amazing, so it's pretty good stuff.
You got the ESPYs, you're going to mingle with all the famous athletes, and like when you guys found out, just as in closing here, when you found out that your final was the most watched soccer game in the history of United States television, and you had athletes from all sports in America tweeting congratulations and getting your back. I mean, how has your life changed? Because you went from fantastic soccer player to celebrity now, Kelly.
I don't know if I'm a celebrity now. I don't think I would say that. But it's been cool, and it is really awesome to see, you know, the crossover from the different sports. And, we're all athletes, so I get stoked on other individual performances and team performances athletically. So it's cool. It's fun. It's like a kind of a club to be in that's pretty fun.
I want to remind everybody, go online to builtwithchocolatemilk.com. We've been speaking with Kelly O'Hara, star striker with the United States national team, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champ. And we'll see you at the Olympics, and we'll see you at the next World Cup, Kelly. Thanks for your time, and best of luck down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Kelly O'Hara, it's amazing to me when you think about the United States. This is the Herman Award winner. You had Morgan Bryan on the field, who was a Herman Award winner. You had Kristen Press, you had all these great college players that, I mean, Kelly O'Hara would have started for any other national team. I'm Rick Tittle. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline.